Since the establishment of their diplomatic ties in 1975, China and Bangladesh have maintained healthy relations and seen their cultural and economic cooperation develop smoothly. As the Belt and Road Initiative proceeds, the bilateral cooperation has gained new momentum. The two sides have inked deals for construction projects such as the Padma Bridge rail link and the Dhaka-Sylhet Highway, reshaping Bangladesh's transportation network in connection with capital Dhaka. China's advanced information technology is also expected to help transform Bangladesh into a digital country by 2021.Muzaffar Mola is studying at Beijing Forestry University. He says that China's support is instrumental to help his country fulfill the national goal as well as cultivate ICT talents.
The name of the project is Information Technology Village. Our Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina announced that she will make our country as digital before the year of 2021.But I think that is impossible to complete without help of other countries who are specialists about ICT. The project will collect the brilliant students who are studying in this field and prepare them as ICT experts.
Last year, direct investment China made in Bangladesh reached $57 million, although it's only 10% of that made by the U.S., Bangladesh's biggest foreign investor. Many believe the visit by President Xi Jinping may change the situation significantly. Alan Khan, commercial counselor at the Bangladeshi embassy in Beijing, believes unique advantages make his country attractive enough for international investors.
Bangladesh has the abundant supply of disciplined and easily trainable low-cost labor force. And at the same time, Bangladesh offers a very attractive incentive packages for the foreign investors. Besides, Bangladesh has a plan of establishing more than 100 economic zones for the investors, with specially designated ones for the countries like China. And because of the buyback facilities, the Chinese investors can enjoy the duty-free access of more than 5,054 Bangladeshi products to Chinese market, which actually is very beneficial for the Chinese investors in Bangladesh.
Khan went on to say that the China-proposed Belt and Road Initiative has opened up numerous opportunities for his country.
Actually, Bangladesh should be a very important player under the Belt and Road Initiative. There should be more and more people-to-people contract, followed by cooperation in cultural, educational, and economical sectors. Bangladesh will attract more Chinese investment, which will assist it to achieve the goal of becoming the middle-income country by 2021 and a developed country by 2041.On the other hand, Chinese enterprises will also be benefited by shifting the labor-intensive industries to Bangladesh. And this, in turn, will not only contribute to the economic growth, but it will also create a huge number of employment opportunities for the Bangladeshi citizens.
For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.